BBC Radio Sheffield Breakfast. Wendy Middleton with you for this morning's show. Toby Foster's on the way at 8:30. Before he arrives, though, we're going to talk more about Scolari, taking some more of your texts about whether we should have gone for an English England manager or whether we should go for just the best man for the job. And Scolari has had World Cup winning experience. We're also going to talk... I'm a little bit nervous, actually, because of this next item. We've got a man here who teaches people how to talk in public, which is what I do at the moment, so I'm hoping I can pick up some tips from him. Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, that kind of thing. He's here to share some secrets with you as we approach the wedding season. Maybe you're a nervous best man. You might learn a thing or two from our guest. All that's coming up in the next 10-15 minutes or so. It's 8:13, BBC Radio Sheffield. Wendy Middleton here with you. Let's move on now to this guest I was describing earlier, who's making me slightly nervous because he's an expert in public speaking. He's Paul Sykes. He's with us now. If the thought of speaking in public sends you into a panic, maybe you've got a speech at a wedding to make or you've got a presentation at work coming up. Do you experience the clammy palms, the shaky legs, the wobbly voice? Well, maybe Paul Sykes could help. He's set up a new company, The Speaker's Friend, with the help of the Rotherham Investment and Development Office. It's to help business people and even brides, fathers and best men cope with the traumas of public speaking. Paul, I'm going to ask you, first of all, are you nervous about being on the radio?
I am, yes. I'm very excited too.
You're hiding it well, though, I have to say. You do look quite calm.
I think it's in the preparation. I've been thinking about this since I got the phone call. I've been preparing my materials, thinking about your audience, finding out about the way that your show works, and trying to make sure that when we speak to each other, we achieve your objectives.
Is nervousness, though, sometimes it can be a hindrance, but can sometimes an element of nervousness, can that help?
It helps a lot. Adrenaline is very important in helping you to enthuse about what you're talking about. Enthusiasm is really the main important thing in doing any speech, any presentation to anybody. It's actually a people process. With developments in technology these days, we'd have robots doing all the presenting if it wasn't about people. And you have to be enthusiastic. If you're not enthusiastic about something, why should your audience be?
And that... feeds through into you've got a four-word kind of encapsulation of how you work. Just take us through that.
Well, because it's a people thing, there are lots and lots of hints and tips and rules and regulations about public speaking that people will present to you. And what I talk about is a simple head, heart, stomach and feet model. And we carry that around with us all the time so we can think about it. And really what head is saying is before you do anything, think. Think about your audience. Think about the purpose. Everything that you do should be purposeful. Heart is about being emotional, being enthusiastic, connecting with the audience. Connecting with their hearts.
I can understand those two. Those seem quite clear, but stomach and feet?
Well, stomach is about handling your nerves. That's where you really feel the nerves more than anything else. Give yourself plenty of time before you're going on so that you can visit the toilet if that's necessary. and be focused, be positive. Realise that you are going to be nervous, but use the nerves to your advantage rather than to drive you into panic.
Try and channel it maybe into excitement rather
than
nerves. That's
right, exactly.
And feet?
Feet is about your stance. And really, feet in thinking about how you stand, how you move, includes hand gestures as well, strangely enough. But in trying to think of a way to remember this, head, heart, stomach and feet seems quite enough for anybody trying to remember.
Progressing down the body almost. I'm interested, do you watch The Apprentice?
Occasionally.
Because they quite often find themselves in a situation where they have to make presentations on something. And some of the performances there, what do you make of those?
It's a very difficult situation. I'm aware that quite a lot of stuff is edited on TV. So what they're really like and what they do, it's very difficult to judge. But typically, a lot of people tend to go to pieces in a high-pressure situation. And really, this is where the stomach bit comes in. It's about getting a grip of yourself, focusing on why you're there, and making sure that you stay focused on doing the job. Sure, you have to react to what's in front of you, but try and make sure that you do that in a very positive way and constructive way.
Now, we were talking about, people making presentations at work or best men making speeches at weddings. Now, those seem very different environments. Are the tips that you give different for those?
The tips that I give in working with clients are client specific and they are presentation specific. The problem with books, the problem with training courses on presentation skills, is that they're generic. And what I'm about is working with individual people with their individual speeches or presentations they have to do for that particular situation. When we're working with people for weddings, what we're trying to say is, well, what's the purpose of the speech? What is it that you're going to tell people that they're going to remember your speech by? And most people seem to think that doing the wedding speech, it's because it has to be done. It's tradition. You have to get up. You have to tell some jokes. You have to maybe tell some stories about the groom that he prefer not to share with anybody and that sort of thing. We actually feel most sorry for the father of the bride. I guess you can let the younger guys off with maybe not being so accomplished, but I think the father of the bride feels a lot of pressure because he's typically older. You expect some wisdom from the guy. We were talking to a hotel venue recently about working with them to provide our wedding services, and they were saying that the fathers of the bride quite often don't manage to eat their meals before the speeches. Quite often they're visiting the loo all the time, being sick. It's really quite serious. So we work with them about what they're going to say and helping them feel confident and competent for the day.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. That's Paul Sykes. I hope he's not been judging me too harshly this morning. He's an expert in public speaking, set up a new business to help people who are nervous about making a presentation at work, or maybe one making a speech, as he was saying, as a best man or a father of the bride. So there is help at hand if it sends you into an absolute panic.
Traffic and travel for South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire.